The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, Cheryl Glick, and co-host, Tim Fisher. Our program is designed to encourage self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, thought processes of the mind, and how they inform the physical body. It's time to align your inner essence with your daily physical life for the purpose of promoting positive experiences. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher.
Good morning and welcome to Healing From Within. I am Cheryl Glick and I'm here today with co-host Tim Fisher and special guest Dr. Anthony DeSano, who I am privileged to work with at the Chiropractic and Vitality Center in Queens, New York. Good morning, Dr. DeSano, and good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Cheryl, and good morning, Dr. DeSano, and welcome to Healing From Within.
Thank you so much.
Anthony, I'm so happy, really so happy to have you here. Remember a few years ago how we talked about doing a radio show together? And here we are.
Here we are.
For our first one. I remember how we met several years ago. Your wife, Diane, brought your son to my East Rockaway office, and she said to me, "My husband is a chiropractor and wants you to bring Reiki to his chiropractic and vitality center." Having learned by this time that when situations presented themselves and I was invited to participate, it was my responsibility to say yes and to go forward. New experiences were being provided for my personal and soul worlds and ultimately benefited me and others too. So I set up an appointment to visit your practice, and I immediately observed that your professionalism and genuine care for your patients was outstanding, and it was a pleasure for me to watch you reach out and help the community through participation in charity events and making life more comfortable for everyone you interacted with. So many of us get involved in life issues and fail to address the larger goal, which is a commitment to everyone and to foster intentions of well-being and harmony for all, not just our friends or our family, but everyone we meet. After working with you for some time, I found out, and I was quite surprised, that you first began to receive chiropractic adjustments at the age of 13 at the same building where I now have my Reiki practice.
Cheryl, it certainly seems that life is no coincidence.
Yes, it would seem that way for all of us, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
So, Anthony, would you tell us your early recollections of treatment from Dr. Bass, who worked in my building at the time when I started my practice there, and at the East Rockaway office, and who was your first chiropractor when you were only 13?
At 13 years old, my first chiropractor was Dr. David Bass. I was having all kinds of problems with from having bicycle accidents and just generally growing up. You know, you fall more times by the age of five than you generally do for the rest of your life. And I had this annoying little twitch and, you know, shoulder discomfort and just all kinds of things going on that any 13-year-old should not have. So my parents brought me to Dr. Bass.
Did you ask your parents for help, or
no,
did they just decide to do that?
No, no. You know, I mean, kids don't ask for help. They don't really complain of pain. When they do, it's usually a much bigger problem. And I looked uncomfortable. I was having trouble with schoolwork and, you know, concentrating, so to speak. And so they brought me in to see him. It was my first chiropractic experience. I had no idea, you know, what it was about. I had the full evaluation. I had x-rays, I believe it was, going back that long ago, and received my first few adjustments from Dr. Bass and immediately saw a change. immediately saw a change. I mean, within one or two visits, I couldn't believe that I stopped that nervous twitch. I stopped with the shoulder discomfort and headaches. And it was just, unknown to me, a life-changing experience at the time. It really, really was.
And then you asked to go back, or you continued on a regular basis?
Well, I mean, I liked it. I did well with it. And, you know, gosh, Cheryl, that was so long ago. I don't remember how many, you know, months I had gone consistently. But from that point forward, I've always been under chiropractic care. You know, I don't know if it was once a month or whatever when I was 13 years old. But at this stage of my life, I make sure I go at least once every 2 weeks or so.
All right. Well, let's jump forward a little bit.
Sure.
When did you know you wanted to pursue a lifelong love of chiropractic?
Well, I think after that first adjustment, I should have known. But the reality is, I really didn't know. You know, a high school kid, and yeah, I went through high school, went through college, and when I was in college going to school in Stony Brook, I went through, do I want to be an engineer? Do I want to be a medical doctor? Do I want to be a psychologist? The typical kind of confusion. But at that time, I was under care from another chiropractor. His name was Dr. Dalto. And he had suggested to me, you know, he asked me, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up kind of a question. And I really had no idea. So he must have saw something in me that I hadn't seen yet. And he suggested I attend a chiropractic seminar that was going to be in New York in the next few weeks. So I said, you know, if he's putting it out there, let me just go. And I wasn't really sure why. So I went, and oddly enough, this was one of the war horses of chiropractic, okay? One of these really philosophically sound doctors, Joe Felicia, his name was. And when I attended the seminar, there were probably about 150 doctors there. And one of the questions he asked was, how many doctors are in the classroom? And, you know, all the doctors raised their hands. And then he said, how many students are in the classroom? And they raised their hands. And out of 150 people, he noticed I hadn't raised my hand. Right? What are the chances of that? And so he came over and he asked me. He said, and who are you? Are you shy? What's the story? And I said, you know, I'm a student. I'm thinking about becoming a chiropractor, but I need to find out more about it. Well, by the end of that seminar, I absolutely knew more about it. I had a sound philosophy already. And I was offered a position to be a chiropractic assistant for a doctor that was very close to Stony Brook where I was going to school at the time. And I said, yep, he asked me, and I'm going to do it. And at the time, I thought, hey, you know, this might be just a great job. But as time went on, I learned more and more, you know, the sound principles. I got adjusted on a regular basis, and that's the beginning.
Oh, so you were in college when you became an assistant, so you started to become really aware even before you went to chiropractic school.
Oh, way, way before that. Sure. I was in college the beginning year or two in college. So then, you know, you begin the whole, let's run over to the registrar and change all of our subjects over to biology and chemistry and physics and all those pre-chiropractic, you know, requisites.
So that makes sense. So it almost seems like you were guided by several people.
Yeah. It wasn't even just one at that point. I mean, I have to say a number of people along the way, you know, directed me. Sure.
That seems to be how it works. We are given clues and guided to many good opportunities for us, and if we partake and participate, we can do the most for ourselves and for others. And you did. You did. You pursued it at a very young age.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't believe I ever told you how I became interested in chiropractic care and studying holistic healing modalities. But as a result of a car accident, I found out days later that I was unable to fully lift my right arm, and I was directed to Dr. Brian J. Katz, whose treatment and therapy brought me back to full functioning. My dad had been a podiatrist and always talked really highly and fondly of the chiropractor who helped him with his own back issues, back pain issues, actually. So I was open to receiving chiropractic care because of my father's involvement. When I had the car accident, I really didn't want to pursue it. I was just so grateful that I walked away. It was quite a serious accident. And I walked away from it, but days later, I didn't feel well, and my husband, who's an attorney, suggested that I have a follow-up, and so I was pushed into it just like you were, in a way. not wanting to pursue it, but being led to pursue it.
Yeah, and led, not really pushed, right?
Yeah, led to it. Led to it by other people who might have sensed something that would ultimately be good for me.
Now, sure, your father was a podiatrist.
That's
right?
Correct.
And he must have been, you know, pretty open-minded, you know, so many years ago to recommend a chiropractor at that point in time.
Yes, he was. He used to, I remember he walked around the house and he would be humming Om, and which is a very spiritual type of...
He was a spiritual person as well.
I wasn't aware of it at that time, but obviously he was. He was very open to learning and to energy and to understanding that chiropractors were actually helping to move and allow a freer flow of his own energy, which might have been tight through some health issues he had.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And we're seeing more and more of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now that I think about it, he was. He was open to many of the things I have become aware in studying reflexology and Reiki. He was absolutely aware of it on some level, perhaps a soul level, if not a mental or mind level.
Sure.
But getting back to what we were talking about, several years passed after I had my first chiropractic adjustment, and with this understanding of chiropractic care and how good it was for me, and participation in yoga, I was led to an awareness of the energetic influences within myself and also around me. So at about that time that I began to be aware of all these changes in me, in my physical body, and in my mental thinking, Dr. Katz moved his practice to the building where you had your first chiropractic experience at 13 years old. He worked with the same Dr. Bass, who was your first chiropractor, and when I decided to begin my Reiki practice, I rented space at that very same building that you first entered. So, I mean, this is really funny. Do you think we might be drawn to certain places or people or situations because of an energy in that place or in the people or a vibration or but when I say vibration, I actually mean a higher level of their thinking or understanding or awareness. Or simply, maybe we're simply meant to interact.
Yes. You know, Cheryl, I agree with that on many levels. And I think sometimes we are drawn to the people who are meant to help us at that moment, right? So, I mean, for example, when I was drawn to, when my parents brought me to see Dr. Bass originally,
Dr. DeSanto, let's leave it at that for just now. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the history of chiropractic.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, brought to you by Enzymedica, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And we're back, Healing from Within, with our special guest today, Dr. Anthony DeSano, a chiropractor in Queens, New York, and our host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, and the forthcoming Whispers from Spirit. Dr. DeSano, you were telling us about being drawn to certain places, people, and situations. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, no, I'd be happy to. And there are many instances of that, but in this one particular case, what I find most important for today's talk is when I had my first Reiki session with Cheryl. Just a brief history. My son was born with a leg anomaly, and he needed to have a surgery, a pretty advanced surgery at a very young age, at 18 months. And, you know, being the father and the daddy and the husband, I pretty much bottled everything up on those days and during the surgery and afterwards, and never really, just stayed strong, like a lot of people would do. And, you know, just filed it away. And years later, when I actually had my first session with Cheryl, and I should preface it that I've had other Reiki sessions and just wasn't very impressed by the practitioners. But when you find somebody like Cheryl who is really a true, a true master in this art, then you can appreciate what I'm about to tell you. Had my first session, and, over the past few years, I was having some digestive issues, some tension, some, things that would probably be related to nerves now that I think about it, but I didn't have it, a clear concept at that time. But so Cheryl gave me my first session, and she just held a certain point, and we were just talking quietly, and within a few moments, I started to feel my stomach kind of jump a little bit. And after that, I started to feel sorrow. And it was deep, deep sorrow, not something I'd ever remembered having except on one day, the day when my son had his surgery. And all of a sudden, that sorrow came up. I began crying, tearing up, and I knew that pain. And it was only one time in my life. And after a few minutes and before the session was done, I had released it. And I became aware, and this is, Cheryl didn't know about any of this at the time, and she really didn't know I was carrying this around, and we were barely talking. She was just doing her energy work. And before the end of the session, I had released it, and my stomach discomfort went away, and all the tension that I had been carrying around was gone within a session.
Oh, but I did know. I did feel the sorrow, and you were holding that at a deep cell.
Very
cellular
deep.
Level, and I did feel the disruption in the area.
Well, I shouldn't say you didn't know it or sense it, but you didn't know.
No, I didn't know
about
the reason.
The surgery. Or the reason or my history behind it.
Right.
And when I was done, that was gone, and it amazed me at that point, so much so that I said, I need to have her here. I need to have her in my practice, and around me, and for my practice members as well. Because how many of us are carrying around all these suppressed feelings and emotions and prior injuries that could go back to childhood? And, everybody needs to be seen or have, a Reiki experience as part of their life, as part of their healing. So that was a very, very powerful moment for me, being drawn to Cheryl, and I certainly know why at this point.
Good. Okay.
Well, that's a wonderful testament to your skill and ability, Cheryl.
Dr.
DeSano, can you give us a...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you give us a feeling for the history of chiropractic and what were the intentions of the early practitioners of this healing modality?
That's a great question, Tim, because what chiropractic has become today is almost a different animal from what it started out as. Chiropractic today has become known as the back pain alternative treatment. And unfortunately, as a profession, the profession has made some mistakes, so the powers that be, so to get accepted by insurances and Medicare and things like that, they've agreed to, you know, diagnose and treat certain, you know, musculoskeletal disorders. But in the process, they lost the soul and the vision of what chiropractic really is. You know, so I mean, the history of chiropractic, gosh, chiropractors weren't back pain doctors at all. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, chiropractors are often called a Q word, you know, quacks, because people didn't know what to do anymore, and maybe medicine had failed them and treatment had failed them, so they'd say, hey, let's just bring him over to a chiropractor because, you know, we'll just try anything at this point, throw the kitchen sink at him. And then these people would start getting better. And I'm not talking about, you know, back pain and, you know, fingers numbness. I'm talking about, you know, people that were having digestive issues and asthma and allergies and breathing problems and blood pressure problems. So, you know, the history of chiropractic comes from removing interference to the nervous system, and the nervous system is what controls the whole body, all the organs, and very little of the nervous system has to do with pain. But unfortunately, that's where we are now. But you're going to see, and there is already a great movement in chiropractic to get back to those roots. And I think you're going to see more and more of that. I know you're going to see more and more of that, especially in my practice as well, to get away so much from the back pain as the sole purpose for seeing a chiropractor, and seeing more families and children, and extending people's lives by caring for them on a whole person level instead of a symptom level.
And Reiki also does the same thing.
Absolutely.
It removes blockages, energy blockages, and these blockages are deep-seated at the cellular level. And until we can release our thoughts and move forward with more positive and happier and joyful visions and interpretations of our life, I think chiropractic and Reiki is very similar in that. And I think the beginning chiropractors perhaps had that vision of helping people to connect to the energy within them and understand the energy without, so that they could just be healthier people.
Well, that's
and maneuver
it in
this
a nutshell.
World in a better way.
Sure, that's it in a nutshell, Cheryl. You know, we talk about you know, freeing the energy, and you could free the spiritual energy, as you're
mm-hmm.
talking about. And you know, what I'm referring to is freeing the energy of your body's ability to heal itself. Right? You can't walk around with roadblocks, with pressure on your system, and expect it to function at its best level. So where I'll remove it from a physical point, you may remove it from a spiritual point, from an energy point. And, you know, let's face it, all energy, all whether it's nervous energy or spiritual energy, travels through your nervous system. You experience life through our nervous system. So the two of us together work very well.
Exactly. Anthony, you know, a lot of people don't really know what a chiropractic adjustment is. And also the many other treatments you provide for your patients. Could you really describe a chiropractic adjustment?
Well, I can, Cheryl. There are so many different kinds of chiropractic adjustments out there. And I think sometimes that's where some of the confusion comes with other providers and with the public. Because just like you can have you know, a certain technique you would use on an adult, there are other techniques you would use on a child, other techniques you would use on a newborn. But all of them do the same thing. All chiropractic adjustments are designed to remove you know, pressure on your nervous system or stress to your nervous system. And we call that a subluxation. A subluxation is the term we use to describe when your body has become overwhelmed by stress and it started making changes in your spine and in your nervous system that ultimately causes long-term problems. Okay, early death. So the actual adjustments, though, you know, I'm an old-fashioned principal chiropractor. Okay, so I use hands-on treatment in my office. I don't use instruments. I don't use a lot of, you know, hot packs and therapies and other modalities in my office. You know, the way it was years ago, hands-on, remove the interference, and you know, let the patient, you know, the practice member be on their way. Do you hear popping and clicking sometimes? Yes, there are certain techniques that we can use like that, and some people come in specifically for that, you know. But there are other techniques where there's no popping and clicking, and no twisting
and
stretching.
Popping and clicking a release of gases that are perhaps stored in the muscles? Or
well, it is. You know, people think the popping and clicking sometimes
are the bones.
When I ask patients, they think things are cracking. And, you know, that wouldn't make a lot of sense for me to be cracking bones when I do the adjustments. So I kind of giggle when I hear that. But, you know, the adjustments are actually restoring motion to the joint, and once you restore motion to the joint, you know, very often you can hear the whooshing of gases and fluids, you know, moving into the cartilage, and that gives that popping or clicking noise. But it's not really essential. What is essential is that we do, you know, restore motion and get pressure off of that nerve.
I know there are many still. I mean, chiropractic is at least 120 years old. Is that not correct?
It's over 110 years old. Yeah.
Okay, I was pretty close. But I know there are many misconceptions about the scope and benefits of a consistent plan of treatment using chiropractic in conjunction with other related energy healing modalities, which would be Reiki, craniosacral, massage, reflexology,
acupuncture.
Many people believe chiropractic just adjust the back for back pain. I hear people say that, and I try to explain to them the scope and breadth of the work you and I do. And why do you think there's this misconception still about the limitations?
Well, we touched a little bit on that earlier, Cheryl. I mean, you know, the misconception is because that's what insurance covers.
Oh, okay.
Insurance companies will pay for chiropractic if you have a musculoskeletal problem, a back problem, a neck problem, a pinched nerve, numbness in your hands. But outside of that, they won't cover it at all.
Then the key here is that they have to start realizing that you help people with migraines and you help people with asthma and you help people with
digestive disorders. Menstrual irregularities.
Yeah,
sure.
That has to be covered eventually.
Unfortunately, and I wish it was, and this isn't really a conversation to get into, you know, the state of our healthcare system, but you're going to have to find somebody. If you want true health and health care, that's not insurance. Insurance is sick care. So when you're sick, you go, you get the care you need to get the fire out, and that's it. But if you want to be healthy, the insurance isn't going to pay for your gym membership. They're not going to pay for your bottled water or your vitamins or your mattress or anything that you need to be healthy. You have to make those choices, and you have to make it, you know, for yourself.
They really
don't care. People change.
I remember you once said that to me. Insurance pays for sickness, but you pay for your lifestyle and your health.
Right.
By investing in yourself and your well-being.
Correct.
I remember that a long time ago.
And where, you know, there are two kinds of chiropractors out there, and some will be what I'll call medical chiropractors, and they'll treat you like a medical patient. So you come in, you say, I've got a boo-boo in my neck, and they'll take care of your neck, and you'll go in a visit at a time and pay, you know, $50, $60, $70 a visit. And then there are the old-fashioned, you know, principal guys that understand regular care is much healthier. It'll increase your lifespan. It'll prevent, you know, the 911 problems down the road. And, you know, they have adjusted their fee schedule so that you can get regular care. And that's
Dr. DeSano, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk to you more about wellness and chiropractic.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
The Marsh Engel Show. Join the movement to empower yourself with the essentials of feminine power and success and learn how women around the world are becoming more inspired, more influential, and absolutely amazing. Each week, Marsh sits down for an engaging conversation with women who are boldly committed to living their most amazing life. You'll discover ways to step into your greatest vision, deepen your relationships, and unleash your real creative brilliance. Get ready. It's time to jump into the conversation. That's Monday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for the Marsh Engel Show on the Voice America Business Network.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And we're back. You're listening to Healing from Within with our host, Cheryl Glick. And today's special guest is Dr. Anthony DeSano, a chiropractor based in Queens, New York.
Anthony, since we know people are living longer, how can chiropractic help the quality of life as we age? This is a big question. And the name of your center is Chiropractic and Vitality.
That's correct, Shaw. And that is an excellent question. I think that is probably one of the most important questions. Going back, if I can go back many years ago, there was a Russian neurophysiologist that was doing studying. His name was A.J. Speransky. And one of the things he discovered was something called the patterning of the nervous system. Okay, so if I can give you an example, let's say somebody has a heart attack, okay, or cancer. Okay, so they wake up with cancer today, and they have the outward signs of it. Well, yesterday they weren't completely healthy. Okay, so we don't go from healthy to sickness and illness overnight. Would you say that there's a time in between, Cheryl, that your body
Absolutely.
Has to become sick, right?
If your thoughts are not correct and out of balance, then eventually the body will respond, mm-hmm. and there will be illness. It can take 4 years or 40 years.
Or 40 years, that's exactly right. Well, what he discovered was that there's a certain patterning that occurs within the nervous system, within the body. Okay, and this patterning, if left alone, uncorrected, becomes deeper and deeper, okay, a more ingrained pattern. And eventually that pattern expresses itself outwardly as the sickness, you know, as the sickness, the illness, the cancer in this particular example. So, you know, what chiropractic does, and I could say what Reiki has done for me as well, is it helps to remove that pattern and break up that pattern, okay? And the significance is not so much, you know, I have a problem today, but let's care for you today so that it breaks up that pattern for future illnesses. You know, not the pain and the aches, but the 911 stuff, the stuff that puts you in the hospital, the cancers and the, you know, the heart attacks and the ulcers and things like that. So, you know, that's really the key to living longer, is to care more for yourself now and remove those patterns. Mm-hmm. And it's not just patterns in your nervous system. You know, those patterns start with how you eat and how you think and your lifestyle as well.
And your attitudes.
Absolutely, and your attitudes, yeah.
And your understandings. You know, a lot of people have beliefs. They're so firmly, staunchly ingrained in their belief system. But belief systems are not the whole game. It's understandings from within that really bring us forward in changing these patterns.
Right. And is it really just understanding or learning a proper way to think?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe
that. And one of the things that I like to talk about is the difference, for example, between, you know, the principles of chiropractic and medicine, all right?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I believe today's medical professionals are still treating symptoms instead of the cause of many problems.
Well, in most cases, that's exactly right. And, you know, I love the medical profession. I would not want to be in a world...
You are a medical doctor, aren't you?
Well, I am. Yes, I am. And I've got that background as well. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be in a world without an antibiotic and a good surgeon and the medical doctor. And, you know, I get my checkups and my screenings as well. But, you know, fundamentally, our principles are completely different. Where medicine looks at things from the outside in, okay? So there's a germ out there you're going to catch. There is a pill out there we need to take. You know, you're susceptible to all these things. Chiropractic looks at you from the inside out, okay? And so, you know, for example, when people come to me and they say, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to start taking blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication. And my first question to them is, okay, fine, but well, what's causing your increased cholesterol? And they say, well, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Well, why don't you get to the cause of the increased cholesterol first and then think about taking the medication later? Okay. So, you know, that's a fundamental chiropractic principle.
It's probably stress in their diet that's creating.
Well, it's probably their diet. You always go to the cause. Now, you know, if the cause of a problem is a bad pattern, a bad pattern of thinking, a bad neurological pattern in their body, well, then let's get to the cause. Let's not just take one drug on top of the next, on top of the next. I mean, let's face it. You know, there is a drug for everything out there. Okay, and they're coming out with new ones every day because, you know, it really comes down to what symptom can they treat. Even things that aren't, you know, bad symptoms, we've got a drug for it at this point. So let's get to the cause of some
of
these issues.
And we know eventually the medications will also create other problems in the body.
Eventually.
Because the body was meant to heal itself.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are we to think that we know exactly what the body needs at every moment in time? And that creates a chemical stress in our body that hopefully we'll get into in a little while.
We will. So I know you're using your medical and chiropractic background to help your patients understand what is good for them or wellness for them and what is not wellness or good for them because it's an individual and unique, you know, decision that has to be made by you as a doctor and by them. As the recipient of your care. So,
You're absolutely right, Shai, and that's kind of what I covered, you know, a little bit in the last question, is just letting people understand that, you know, if you, your body wants to heal itself, okay, from birth. Your body knows how to grow and heal. And it's our job to first remove the interference or the stress to that system. Now, sometimes we can and aren't able to, and we need assistance, and we need, you know, drugs and medicine and surgery and all those things. But give your body a chance first because, you know, we live our life through our nervous system, and the body wants to heal. So let's first try and remove the blockages to it and give it a chance. And then, you know, if you can't, then you need your medication or your other way of thinking.
But perhaps it we'll be able to keep it at a minimum if your care and Reiki care and other energy healing modalities are used, perhaps the medication will be able to be kept down.
Well, absolutely. I mean, of course, and that's the goal. But I think one of the bigger problems is our being unwilling to change our patterns, our way of eating, our way of thinking. And that ultimately will kill us early, okay? Because if you're not willing to make those changes, or take the first step to try something new, to get a Reiki session, to get you know, a couple of chiropractic visits. If you're not willing to even try it, you know, no one else is going to step out of their way to help you.
We also know that there are open-minded people who are experiencing life at a higher level, and there are closed-minded people that are not allowing themselves to take advantage of the special coincidences or synchronicity. We started this show talking about how we were guided or led to certain things that were good for us. And everyone is having these experiences, but some people are taking advantage of it and other people are not. Those are the closed-minded people.
Mm.
And unfortunately, until everyone opens their mind and realizes there's so much in this world that we don't understand, but that we can make a step forward toward understanding, we can watch the people who are functioning at this higher level. And we can bring ourselves to experience new things that are ultimately good for us.
Ultimately, yes. And you don't need to be a certain age to experience this. So, you know, some of the listeners now that are thinking, well, I'm already 50 or, you know, I'm too old to try this or, you know, I can't let go of this. It's been with me for too many years. You know, I'll share a little story with you. I remember, you know, I had a patient a few years back in practice, and he first started chiropractic care when he was 80 years old. Okay. And he came in, and like most people, he came in with some kind of an ache or a pain and didn't understand really the philosophy of chiropractic. But, you know, after a few weeks of treatment, he said, you know, gosh, I wish I'd known about this when I was 70. Okay, not when he was 20 or 30. And when he was 70 years old, he wished he'd known about this because he'd be so much higher functioning now at 80. And I explained to him, you know, chances are you're going to live to 90 or 100. So be happy that you started this now because now you've actually got a chance to experience a higher level of functioning, you know, at 90 or 100 years old. So you're never too old to start or to change your way of thinking or to begin anew.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you'd agree with that.
And I do agree with that. And I personally know my health and my level of productivity have been helped as a result of many years of chiropractic and Reiki and other energy healing balances. I mean, you don't know how old I am, but I'm older than I look. And why do I look and feel so good? Because of my thinking patterns and because of all the help I've had from professionals who are helping keeping those blockages at a minimum.
That's right. You have to get rid of your stinking thinking, we say.
I like that. Okay.
But you also need to get rid of the stresses, though.
Yes.
And there's really three kinds of stresses, Cheryl, that we talk about. There's physical stresses, there's mental or emotional type stresses, and then there are the chemical or your nutritional type stresses. And really, you know, stress is a good thing, but when your body can't handle the stress, when it begins to get in a state of distress, okay, that's when you need to be concerned, okay? Because now we interrupt your body's ability to function properly, and that's usually what leads people, you know, down that path. And from a chiropractic point of view, we say that stress leads to subluxation. Okay, subluxation is like is your body's attempt to deal with the stress and keep you alive, keep you moving. But you know that would be a physical subluxation. But I've always thought, Sean, let me know what you think about this, that there's a spiritual subluxation, a spiritual aspect to this, a spiritual blockage,
well,
so to speak.
I know that the three stresses could be the traumas that happened to us, the thoughts that we're carrying in our heads and in our heart or soul level, and the toxins of the world and the people around us.
Mm-hmm.
I am aware of that. So spiritually, what was the question?
Is there a spiritual blockage, you know, a spiritual subluxation that needs to be removed?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
People have got to become aware of who they are. They're not just a physical being functioning and maneuvering this world. If they negate and don't pay attention to their inner being, their essence, their true soul level or innate intelligence, as you've used that word, and I'm sure you're going to talk a little bit more about that. If they don't put that in balance with their physical being, they're at a loss, and they're missing out on so many opportunities to be excited about life and to be joyful and to keep learning. So it is a balance between the soul or our inner energy or essence and a physical mind and physical life.
So, yeah, sure. I actually have a question, if I could, and I'm not sure
and
how
Dr.
much time
DeSanto,
we have.
Before you ask that question, we're just going to pop off for a break, and we'll be right back.
Excellent. Thank you.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned in to Healing from Within with Cheryl Glick and Tim Fisher. We'd love to hear from you on our program today. Please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or if you prefer, you can send an email to starsforus@optonline.net. That's stars, the number 4, us, at optonline.net. Now, back to Healing from Within.
And we're back. You're listening to Healing from Within with host Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence and the upcoming Whispers from Spirit. And our special guest today is Dr. Anthony DeSanto, a chiropractor based in Queens, New York.
Anthony. I have observed over the years working with you that you work with children and pregnant mothers and very young babies. I've seen little tiny babies on your chiropractic table.
Absolutely. You know, that is probably one of my most rewarding parts of practice is when a mother hands over her newborn baby to first get checked. Just a lot of trust, and it's very rewarding to be able to do that. And I have to, you know, preface it that where all chiropractors can care for children, there are specially trained chiropractors, pediatric specialists, and there's programs, you know, the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. So I'm a member of that, and I've had a lot of training through them. And you know, my youngest patient was 23 minutes old. I was actually in the hospital when he was born. And, you know, a lot of people ask, well, why the heck would you want to adjust a newborn, an infant?
Well, the birth process is so traumatic.
Exactly right.
For the structure of the baby
exactly
and the spine.
Now, whether it's a C-section or a regular vaginal delivery, you know, these kids are generally being pulled out by their head. You know, if they're lucky, their head comes out first. And, you know, that sets the child up for problems as they're growing up. And as I mentioned earlier, they do more falling by the age of 5. And you want to talk about, you know, nutritional and emotional stress, you know, send your kid to school, okay? And then they have the emotional stuff and carrying the book bag. So kids need to be cared for when they're very young, you know. And I often say, you know, when would you take care of your teeth? And everybody says, well, as soon as you get them. So my question is, when would you take care of your spine and your nervous system?
As soon as you're born.
As soon as you're born, as soon as you get one, right, which is when you're born. And, you know, these kids, the chiropractic kids that are cared for, you find that they're very rarely sick. Okay,
their immune system is helped.
Yes, getting adjusted increases your immune system. Their ear infections, the bedwetting, the night discomforts, the growing pains. You know, these kids are in such great shape and healthy because they're not allowing, you know, the first years of their life to be limited in any way. And pregnant moms, you know, there's something really special about adjusting, you know, a pregnant mom-to-be. And there is a technique called Webster technique that I'm certified in that helps to balance the position of the pelvis so that it helps the baby that is maybe breech begin to turn. And we've had a pretty good success rate with that as well. So, you know, all kids should really be checked when they're as young as possible.
And also, Anthony, I'm aware you are involved in 2 national chiropractic studies. Could you describe them to us?
Well, you know, we're in the process of gathering information. Actually, it's probably, I shouldn't say probably, it is 2 of the largest chiropractic studies that have ever been done. One is to do with pregnancy and the Webster technique that I just mentioned. So we're getting information as to how frequent the breech babies are actually turning after the Webster technique is performed. And the other technique is it's basically feedback from parents. We want to know why they're bringing their kids in to see chiropractors. And it's an overwhelming amount of parents bringing their kids in for organ problems, so ear infections, and like I had mentioned earlier, you know, stomach problems and colicky babies and things like that. So we've been gathering a lot of information and putting it all together and explaining the techniques and the frequency of visits that we use. And that's going to be available pretty soon on the national, the libraries.
All right. Anthony, might we say ultimately that chiropractic adjustments can create a pathway for a patient to learn who they are because they can feel their body shifting and the energy, and when they feel healthy, they can know more about what makes them feel good and happier and healthier, and to be more in touch with their energetic essence or their inner being. Might this not help them understand more about themselves and also the people they interact with to bring greater health and vitality?
Yeah, absolutely, Cheryl. You know, the analogy that I give is very often people are going through life with blinders on. Okay, and so you can only see a few degrees in front of you and maybe a little to the left and the right, and you're not really experiencing your life to its fullest because you don't have the energy and the ability to do it. Okay, you experience your life through your nervous system, and if it's not functioning fully, you don't experience life fully. So getting regular care is like taking the blinders off. Okay, you experience things greater and in a greater depth.
So then, what you're really saying is, and I'm sure we can give some examples of patients that we've worked with, when you improve their physical body and also their relationships and their business enterprises, they have a greater sense of vitality and they're able to create a stronger love of life because they feel healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that the whole game and package? That's where we're helping, you know, hoping clients, I call them clients, you call them patients, we're helping them to feel more vital, well, happier, their thoughts enlarged, and hope. We're giving them hope.
It's hope without a doubt. Okay, sometimes patients get just a few treatments and they realize, like, oh my gosh, there's another way.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, one patient comes to mind. I don't know if you remember her. Her name, I can just say her first name. Her name was Leonarda.
I remember her very well.
You remember Leonarda?
She was very dedicated to coming for her Reiki sessions and to adjustments with you at the same time.
And I'd seen her for a number of years before, actually, on and off kind of a basis. And she was a very depressed woman.
Mm.
Very depressed. And while she'd come a long way with her chiropractic care and she would leave happy, she would come back, you know, after hitting the world out there again and come back depressed again. And I remember after she took a leap of faith, because I suggested she see you, and after a few sessions, she was a different woman. I mean, do you remember how she was afterwards?
She physically looked different.
She looked taller. She was holding her head up.
Yeah, she was also, she had lost her, I remember she had had a severe loss in her life. And she had been married, her husband, and she had been married very young and knew no other connection. She had come from Mexico to live
right,
here.
That's correct, yeah.
So she
Good
had
memory.
A lot of changes in her life, and losing her husband was very difficult for her. But Reiki and chiropractic, she went back to Mexico, and she was actually looking forward to all the new experiences that she now felt healthy enough to participate in. And she actually told me she wanted to study Reiki with me, but she had to go home to take care of her mother who was ill. So we never had the opportunity to do that, but she was so much stronger.
And she wanted to study Reiki at that point with you, Cheryl.
Yes, I know. I was looking forward to having her take Reiki 1, beginner's class. But she had to go back to Mexico to take care of her aging mother. But she was so happy because she knew she had the support system of Reiki, and she was going to look, and chiropractic, of course. Mm-hmm. She would come in years to you. She was going to have that and follow through with that wherever she lived.
Right, and that's the final point I wanted to make, is that when you feel like you're at the end of your line and you're stuck in those patterns of thinking and physical patterns, like you have your blinders on, there are other options. And you know, I encourage people to come in, get a Reiki session, try a chiropractor, somebody who's around them.
Mm-hmm. Good. So would you describe your reasons for incorporating Reiki, acupuncture, and massage into your practice?
Well, you know, Cheryl, all those things together, they all have the same philosophy of releasing the body's ability to heal itself and freeing our natural healing ability. So all those modalities work well together, they work well individually, and it's just a great combination to offer patients.
So I guess in summing up, we can realize that a healthy life plan includes diet, exercise, finding satisfying relationships and joyful pursuits in our free time, and finding the right practitioners, healthcare people, to take care of us in a preventative way, like chiropractic, Reiki, and energy healing. And I'm going to suggest to our listeners that they begin to find the way to improving their health and to finding greater joy in their lives. And the first step would be, what do you say,
well,
Anthony?
The first step is a little step, okay? You don't need to go jumping from eating terrible to being a vegetarian, but every journey begins with the first step. So decide what feels better for you. Take that first step and maybe contact somebody who is in your area. If you need more information, of course, you can contact our office, and very often we'll find another principle-minded chiropractor in your neighborhood, or find a Reiki practitioner.
Because positive thoughts do make a healthy body.
Right, absolutely.
And we're working on having positive thoughts.
Yes.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to Healing From Within today. And our special guest, Dr. Anthony DeSanto, a chiropractic practitioner based in Queens, New York, And this was a very illuminating and thoughtful discussion of chiropractic care and the other preventative modalities that are available to us. So remember to get worked on now, and don't wait until you're sick. Make prevention the priority in your wellness plan. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. We're Healing From Within, and our special guest next week will be Rabbi Matthew Gewirtz, author of The Gift of Grief. We will explore energy expansion, religion, spirituality, and the evolvement of the soul and human nature. Thank you, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening this week to Healing From Within. Please join your host, Cheryl Glick, and co-host Tim Fisher once again next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Until then, continue to realize your self-path and enjoy it.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.